In the name of God, creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Portions from Ephesians. I want to share with you my understanding that the very mystery of Christ is now being revealed by the Spirit. To the prophets, apostles of old, now it is being known to us that the Gentiles, too, have the same inheritance. And they, with us, form the same body. This unfathomable treasure of Christ is throwing light on the inner workings of the mystery which was kept hidden through all the ages in God. For now we get to learn how many-sided, how many-faceted his sides are the wisdom of God. I'll invite Greg to come up and Mary, and if possible, we can keep Ryan in the stroller and bring him up too. Is that all right? We can just, as long as he's content. He's in the stroller. Fine. Oh yeah, I'm fine with that. You are. Parking here next to Mary. There we go. Happy Epiphany. What were some of the gifts that we received last year in 2013? A new pope? Yeah. Are there two or three other things to name that we're appreciative of last year? Whether personal or
family visits?
The right to marry. Okay, good, good. How many of these things were anticipated last year?
Zero.
We hope to see our families. Why don't you get used to this in life that good things are going to happen in 2014?
Yeah.
Huh? All the time, good things are happening. But we just can't quite go there, can we? So what do you long for in 2014? And if you knew this was your last year, what would you really, really want? The Holy Family rarely got to live with expectations about what they could count on, huh? And did you know that this is a wonderful symbol of the Trinity? Right? So here's Abba, right? Joseph, Papa, about whom we know hardly anything. Almost nothing. Hidden and concealed. He appears to have been fairly steady. I mean, the family seemed to do okay, all right? And he had powerful dreams, which he paid attention to. These are recorded in the Scriptures. But the other really cool thing is that Jesus' name for God is Abba, Papa. Think that could have happened if Joseph was not a great dad? Mary, huh? The symbol of the Holy Spirit. Pondering mysteries, passionate about justice, animating the family with love and commitment. And the baby, Jesus, yeah, embodies love. In John's Gospel it says, no one knows the Abba but the Son. And see, we focus all the time on Jesus' work as if it's Jesus alone, when he's revealing always what Abba creating in the universe. He's tuned in all the time to making love real among human beings in our world. And oftentimes, that real love of Abba is also really controversial, isn't it? The teachings of the church, very, very profound. Here we have the whole family, and they are together in this, in what's called the perichoresis. It's a great Greek word, we should bring it back. And what that means is the great dance, or the great dance around. You see, these three are always on the move. And they're all equal. It appears different to us, right? But of equal love and pouring that love into each other all the time. Every which way. Spirit, Mother, Father, Abba. And the whole universe is sort of resting about right here. Sometimes we'd say even this guy's little heart. That's where the universe is. We're inside of this cosmic mystery of the Trinity, dancing, outpouring of endless, infinite love. Church is just here to help people remember that. Make it happen in the world. So the wise ones journeyed from afar, celebrated in the text today. They're lifted up for coming all this great, great distance and following the light. Can you imagine what they told their families? Where are you going? And they said, you see that star? How did your families took that? We don't know where they came from. India, China, Afghanistan, Burma. Yemen was the capital of frankincense production, so maybe it's from Yemen. And they came to pay homage, just to be with. Where else is there to be? To be present. To be connected. It reminds me a little bit of our visit by our friend Sita Rama this last summer and fall. Some of you recall him. Who came unannounced, completely unanticipated. He literally walked in the church door one day and said, can I talk to you? He's from India. Sanskrit scholar. And partly, I think, in response to being accepted, he and his family, and welcomed here, he wanted to leave us a gift. And that's what some of these on the veil wall are hints of, okay? This, what looks like a number three to us, that's Om Shanti. And among the Hindu community, that means may unfathomable, uncontainable peace beyond all imagination be yours. He said, I want the people of peace who welcome me so warmly to live in that peace of God. Always Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And in these other little phrases, there's these pieces of the word sat, which means truth, chit, which means being or being with, and ananda, bliss. Satchidananda. Satchidananda is what they put together. May you live in the reality of God's infinite love for you, in the bliss and the truth. Be there, just be there. And then he was gone. Just a hint. Just a hint. Like it says in the Ephesians text today, huh? That the ages, throughout the ages, the mystery that has been hidden is now being revealed. The light of the inner workings of God are being thrown open to us that we might know the many-sided, many-faceted aspects of the wisdom of God. Just like a diamond, right? All these cuts and facets in it where we can't even tell, is it clear? Is it opaque? Is it illuminated from within? Is it the light without? Is it color? Just you have to keep turning it. You can never grasp a diamond. How much more so the wisdom of God? There too. What prevents us in 2014 from becoming wise ones. Wouldn't that be a great thing to become wiser this year? Yes! But in the modern world, we all know the answer to that one, don't we? It's time. There's no time. I mean, I got no time. There's no time. No time. No time. Really? Really? True? How can we keep forgetting? And we fail to realize that every time we're grounded, which comes through worship and prayer and meditation and labyrinth and all these forms and music, huh? Every time we're grounded, time expands. It increases. Because we know what we're doing here. And we're glad to be a part of this life. And all the silly, frivolous things which waste our time aren't needed. So you see, time really isn't the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge to us is believing it's possible to become wise ones. That's the real challenge. That's what this family is all about. That's why in this most human expression of the Christian faith, the gospel is saying, just like this, we're becoming wiser. The more we love each other. Do you know that? It's this simple, right? So I want to give you three epiphany gifts for today. For 2014, the first one is, claim your sage. So repeat after me, I am a sage. Thank you. Now say it with conviction. I'm a sage. Yeah! Nothing changes till we claim it, right? Now, I can guarantee you that this will not make you perfect. Have no fears about that. Okay? But when you claim your sagehood, it begins to put into focus energy, direction, what you need to do and where you need to be going. You got to claim it. Actually, all of you are already on the road because you wouldn't be here if you weren't in the process of becoming a sage. So the second thing is to remember morning, noon, and night, I am a child of God. This is the baptismal gift. It's the anchor of our lives. This little one, huh? That's why we baptize from the littlest age. You've got to know, Ryan, the most important thing about you, that you're a child of God. Yes. Yes. Then you can build from there. But most people on the planet, right, have such low self-respect and care. It's sad. That's really what we mean by the consequence of sin. It's that being torn apart from the inside. It's if other people aren't doing enough damage to us, we have to add to it. Right? So how many of you, if one of your children or grandchildren came to you and you know, they'd made some mistakes, how many of you would say, oh, you have many more faults than that? No. We'd do whatever it took to build up faith and character, and it's okay, and forgiveness and mercy and hug and hold and play and remind them of your childhood and that there are other possibilities, and this doesn't define who you are. It's not the end of you at all. What does it take to bring you to life? So for 2014, I'm inviting you to have an affectionate relationship with your imperfect self. Every time that one shows up, oh, I love you so much, come closer. It's not that bad. We're in this together. It can change just like children grow, of course. And the third gift is I invite you to have lofty aspirations. Not just mediocre aspirations for this year, but lofty aspirations. Because we need them. You see, in our society, we honor, we praise wealth, fame, skillfulness. That's good. That's okay. But you know, lots of people can get these things. Now, it takes work. I'm not trying to put it down. But you know, you can get there. Hopefully encouragement and family, maybe some money and education and talent. Oh yeah, it's hard work. But people have been doing that for a long time. How much more difficult and how much more wonderful to be a sage who spreads goodness and happiness and confidence wherever you go in 2014. You are the light. Let it shine. Do whatever it takes. Let it shine. Arise. Shine. Our light has come. Thanks be to God. Amen.